Hey, just call me before I'm going to bed.
All right, I'll let you go. I sent you a couple of emails to so you could see that my suspicions were correct. I was talking to some other friends about Werner Bock and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I was right. So
okay.
I put you in the CC line with the lady in Alberta, right, to find out. Basically, I don't exist at Werner Bock's anymore. So I wanted to make sure of what I was doing before I did it.
Mm. Right?
And now I'm going to pummel people hard. Sheldon Day, while I was charging up the battery, I made four more YouTubes where I rope in Sheldon Day and Werner Bock big time. And before I uploaded them, I wanted to make sure. So I was talking to some friends and emailing some friends, and I put you in the CC line, BCC line with Robin Reed, so you'd know I wasn't playing games. Mm-hmm. Let's go to bed, but you were talking about that Annie Michon or whatever woman.
I was, yeah, a while ago, yeah.
And that made me think of something else. Just make a note of what I'm saying.
Okay.
Walking Wounded.
Walking Wounded, yeah. Okay.
Walking Wounded. And Robert L. Thompson.
Not a name I'm familiar with.
Well, he's supposedly one of them fucking British secret agents, like MI5 or MI6.
Oh, yeah.
He's been operating out of Ottawa for many years. Robert Thompson. Robert Thompson. You can just Google in Walking Wounded Robert L. Thompson, I believe it.
Okay.
Anyway, he wrote a poem called Walking Wounded.
Yeah.
And that fucking one of them trolls that is an RCMP shill, Dean Roger Ray.
Yeah.
Posted that poem and some of his own in in a website somewhere. He thinks he's so smart. He's got like a 180 IQ.
Right.
And I tell these guys, well, you can't fool me because I'm too stupid. You know what I mean? Anyway, they posted their fucking poems up on the web when they were buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And Dean Roger Ray, he worked with Thompson in Ottawa. He goes on and on about it. But as soon as you were talking about the Annie woman, I thought of that Thompson agent. Why I say about him in The Walking Wounded, a fella approached me last year who I thought was my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned out not to be. But he was affiliated with the Hell's Angels. He was like one of their main tattoo guys.
Mm-hmm.
And he come at me and was real nice, real friendly guy. I liked him. I liked him a lot. I really, really like him. But
right.
He stabbed me in the back last fall, and then I noticed he was all buddy buddies with Werner Bock and that woman that come up from New York.
Yeah.
But I talk about Article 81, and he thought I was talking about the Hell's Angels because they use the number 81. I'm going, no, okay. I'm talking about Article 81 in New York fucking state. Everybody thinks I'm a fucking Hell's Angel, and I'm not, right? But anyway,
okay.
That woman in New York, Dr. Carly, Sheldon Day, there's a huge fucking bunch of bullshit going on.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are being played and they don't know it. Now, who's being played is Werner Bock.
Yeah.
Possibly Alex Hunter. Possibly. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Sheldon Day, I would trust him about as far as I could throw him.
Okay.
He's a wannabe Art Bell.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Now you said it. That's the profile.
When you talked about that Annie being the manager for that other guy that went nuts.
Shader. Mm-hmm.
I think we're looking at the same thing with that woman on Werner Bock Farm and my friend Werner.
Yeah.
My friend Werner has gone right strange towards me. If you look at the email exchange, the lady I knew in Alberta called Werner's Farm to try to talk to me, and the woman says, Dave, who? She knows exactly who I am. She come from Long Island to meet me. And wound up fucking Werner within the week.
Fucking witches.
Exactly. But all that said, have you ever heard of LaRouche?
Yeah, Lyndon LaRouche, yeah.
All right, now they were supposed to have the largest independent intelligence organization in the world.
Yeah.
She works with them.
Ah.
Now, why I know that is when she called me from Long Island after I talked on Dr. Carly's show in June, she had a circle of people in her house as they listened to Dr. Carly's show, and she introduced me to a LaRouche character. And I wasn't even fucking nice to him. And she could hear it all on the speakerphone as I was talking to her. LaRouche and I, that crowd, we fucking hate each other. You know they're run by Zionists.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they're all about intelligence. And they sent her. And the proof of the pudding is after I got the bums rushed more or less out of Werner's, but I was leaving anyway, within the month, in September or October, they call into Dr. Carly's show, and Werner had lost some cows.
Yep.
And she says to Dr. Carly on air, I was talking to the LaRouche people. They called me while I was listening to your show, and they said, Obama's going down, right? And that's a bunch of bullshit, because if you look at Obama's advisors, they're all fucking Zionists. Most 9 or 10 of them have fucking dual Israeli status, citizenship status.
Yeah.
It's all bullshit. It's controlled opposition. It's everywhere you look. You know what I mean?
It is. It's like there's all these little outfits, you know, to sweep up the people like us who get through the cracks.
Yeah. Now, you read Sheldon's shit, and he'll say, Art Bell is crook, and he is, right? And he'll say, Alex Jones is a crook, and he is, right? And he'll say, Bill Deagle's this, and da-da-da-da-da. That Ralph Everham, I remember arguing him way back in 2004 when he was running for political office in Alaska. I saved our email exchange. And what here he goes on about, he's fucking pure bullshit. He just lost a lot of money with his business. He's vindictive. You know what I mean? But the minute Sheldon Day calls me a crook and yet uploads my work in his website while he's calling me, you know what I mean? Right? All the stuff that he's getting from Werner, I created. You understand? They can say what they want about Byron Pryor. I'm the guy that wrote his defense and counterclaim that's still in Judge Green's safe since 2005. I'm the guy. I'm the guy that sued Cardinal Law. Who the fuck is Sheldon Day? Who the fuck is he to call me a crook?
What, David, what you're describing to me is very similar to what's happened to Judy, because
I know.
You've been a primary source of information. Then that information has been taken up by other people, muddled up, mixed up with other stuff. They erase your name from it all, and then it's totally fucked, basically. And that's exactly what's happened with Judy's stuff.
The worst lies are ones with some truths mixed in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they'll take my word, right? And they'll add their bullshit to it.
Yeah.
And then if it all flies to fuck, I'm the bullshitter.
Yeah, that's exactly what we've experienced.
Yes,
exactly.
But the thing about it is as I told you, Judy Day, she doesn't preach, she asks questions. And she points out the obvious. Where'd the motor go? What's the fucking hurricane? How did it hit?
Exactly.
She asks obvious fucking questions that should raise doubts in anybody with half a mind. Now, I can't prove scalar waves, but I know about them.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Right? But all she does is ask the obvious fucking question. Where's all the fucking toilets? You know what I mean? That should be a pile of toilets, right? Yeah, great. Yep. That's a great question, girl. You know what I mean?
It is.
And now, I started to listen to your interview with Epperson. I was on his site, and I was looking for my files, and I seen where you were talking to Epperson there in February.
Epperson.
Ralph Epperson or whatever?
Not me. That wasn't me. I've never talked to him.
Winterrod, rather.
Oh, Winterrod. Yeah.
Yeah, in February.
Yeah.
And you were explaining yourself, and I heard you mention how you were taking down the garden path with Jim Fizer, Fitzer, whatever.
Fetzer, we talked about that before, yeah. She sent me that email from Fitzer, yeah, go on.
Yeah, so I understand where you're coming from. I didn't listen to the whole show.
Yeah.
But you understand the guy you were talking to is playing you, too.
Well, maybe he is. I mean...
But as long as you get your word out, right? You understand? But be careful. Like, right now, Sheldon Day is promoting the shit out of Dr. Judy.
Yeah. What he's also done is jumped on the Planet X bandwagon as well. He's heavily...
That's what I was trying to tell you.
Mm.
You are who you associate with.
Right? In fact... I'd change that slightly, David. You are who people think you associate with.
I know, but that said.
Yeah.
You notice I've always been careful to keep you in the BCC line.
Mm.
Don't you think that's decent? Don't you think that's decent?
Yes, I do. Of course I do.
You understand?
Yes.
You can see the people that I do not trust are all out in the fucking open, and I'm slamming on them in no certain terms.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
As I advised before, whether you take it or not, it's sometimes you're best off going your own way.
Yeah.
Like, from the council of many comes wisdom or whatever the fuck they say, right? But if Dr. Judy had her own talk show, or you had your own talk show, or whatever, and you controlled what you put out there.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, I'm on a talk show, and between commercials, the bastard asks the question, and I got to answer, but he's got his own agenda, and he's using what I'm saying If you listen to my interview with Bill Deagle, you will hear me run all over top of him.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I won't put up with that nonsense. And what I told him out of the gate is, like, I took the liberty of studying you, and I saw where he was talking about, like, higher beings and all this and that and the other thing. And da, 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 da. I never heard of him the week before. It was Alex Hunter that introduced me to him.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex Hunter met him by way of a lawyer I fucking hate.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So where's that? And I'm going, do you know how crooked that lawyer is? You know what I mean? And I said, I don't even like Alex Jones. I said, he's the biggest Pied Piper on the planet. And anyway, I Bill Deagle and I talked for hours before I consented to go on his show. Because I told him I did not like GCN. And Dr. Carly had to beg me to go on her show.
Mm-hmm.
I refused her. Honest to God, man. And Werner Bock could say what he wants, but nobody ever heard of fucking Werner Bock until I introduced him to my connections.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that got Werner Bock on the air. I'm the guy that did the YouTube. I'm the guy that did this, that, the other thing. You know what I mean?
Well, I suppose, Dave, what might also be, you know, I mean, you probably already thought of this, but if we consider ourselves honest people in all of this, and we try and find the other honest people, then we're like, you know, we're going to be able to lead all the dishonest people to the honest people, if you see what I mean. You know what I mean? And so they can get it all. It just, not necessarily kill us, but get us all into the game of muddling up the information that we're trying to present.
I'm big on independence and freedom of thought and freedom of speech. And you couldn't get me to join a club. I wouldn't belong to any club that have me for a member.
Yeah, I'm the same.
But the thing about it is I'm entitled to my opinion, and if I have a way to back up my opinion and my allegations, good.
Absolutely.
And then you can have a look at me, and I'll have a look at you, right? And we'll all come to our own conclusions. And then the rest of the world that is listening to our discussion, like, we could sit there and have an ethic. Like, let's say you were running as an independent, and I was running as an independent in the election you're having in England right now. Right? And I'm sitting there, and I'm going, Andrew, you independent bastard, I'm trying to get, get elected instead of you, right? But we're both on the same ticket because we think them conservatives and them Labour guys are a bunch of fucking assholes, right? Right? So instead of us arguing about what we disagree on, because you think everybody should be on welfare and I think everybody shouldn't be, right? Let's discuss what we agree on. Aren't them Labour and conservative guys a bunch of fucking bastards? What evidence you got? What evidence I got? Let's talk about how bad they are. And let the public decide which two of us the most of them agree with. Right? And Andrew, if you perchance to win, how about a job? You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Even though you disagree with me, you can't deny that I won't keep you honest.
Yeah, I can't deny that.
Huh?
I can't deny that, that's true.
You know what I mean? So, like, let everybody decide who's crazy and who's not, but this, if you listen to Dr. Carly's show, if you've listened to it since last, I've studied her since I've encountered her. I went back and found where you talked to her in November. She's on a downhill slope. That lady, on a personal level, is in deep trouble. Like, if you listen to the show on, I think it was in August, where she's talking to Alex Hunter, who I introduced her to on another show, on some other show I introduced. Oh, when... I introduced her to Alex Hunter. She was clearly drunk. She was very drunk. And she's in a depression. She's an incredibly intelligent woman, and she's got a deep conscience, and the loss of her son has tortured her greatly, right?
Yeah, well, I think there's a couple of things I can add in that, because when that swine flu thing broke out, the scam, she after a couple of weeks of that said she was no longer responding to any emails, so you'd have to ring her up. And then a while after that, she apparently sent around the story, because one of my friends forwarded it on to me from her main updates list. And then after this story had come out, she denied sending it, saying it wasn't her that sent it. And then that freaked my friend out. I've got a friend who's in England, and he just said after that, I don't trust her anymore.
No, I don't trust her either. There's why. That guy that she's had on all winter, all they talk about all winter is like 6,000-year-old Babylonian bullshit. If she's ever under the influence of anybody, so I called him out a couple weeks ago. I don't know if I sent you the emails. I said, I demand that you read this. You know, I was using his words. He's going to kill the devil. Like, they're fucking nuts. You know what I mean? And like, you know, show after show, you got this guy that, like, all right, Alex Joseph studied that shit. I know. I dated his daughter, right? A lot of that stuff that Bill Cooper got about mystery religions and shit, I can't prove it, but I'm telling you, Cooper got it from Alex Jones. I smell it. Or Alex Joseph. You know what I mean? Because I didn't care about that shit, that's what he was doing. Right? Because who cares about Babylonians 6,000 years ago?
Well,
I've got to eat tonight, and it's what happens tomorrow. You know what I mean? What happened 6,000 years ago? Oh, yeah, it applies. Yeah. But it's what my enemy may believe an old truck to. But that's one thing, right? But I ain't got time to discuss that shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They can't believe the obvious, huh? But obvious question. Where's all the toilets in 9/11? That's a great question, girl. Never mind everything else. Where's all the public toilets, huh? Where are the motor going in that car? You know what I mean? Those, you know, those are, you know, but people don't care. Right? But if you listen to the various shows, you will hear Dr. Deagle say, or Dr. Carly say, oh, I was talking to Dr. Judy Wood, and she told me things in confidence I'm not going to reveal now. This was last summer.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear, listen to that show?
I can't remember if I listened to all of that one. I might have done.
Yeah, well, she was talking to Sheldon, and she said, well, I know, so I was talking to Judy, and she's going to tell me, I can't, things get revealed. I'm going to have her on a later show. That was a fucking year ago.
Mm-hmm.
How come she hasn't been on?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that could be, it could be for the reason that, you know, she just hasn't bothered to ask her. I know that Judy sometimes does refuse to do radio shows because she gets into phases where she wants to finish a section of what she's looking at.
Well, I know with me, like, what's the point of me going on a radio show again? I would just be saying the same thing over again. I don't know so much about certain things.
It's a little
fucking redundant.
Yeah. No, I'm the same. I feel the same way in what I'm, you know, talking about.
Yeah, there's only so much that I did. Yeah, I know a lot about a lot of stuff, but there's only certain things I can prove that I did.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So I loaded it all up on YouTube, and that was because of the stuff. But I know on a personal level, I know you want to go to bed, and the battery's going to die in this thing about any minute now. That's what it happened before the battery died.
Yeah.
I was running for Parliament in 2004. A man that runs security for a subdivision where a friend of mine had an office used to work for the SPCA. He'd come in, check the door, see me working late. He and I talked, looked at stuff. He asked me, would you go see a farmer? I said, sure. He said, everybody says he's nuts, but he's not. Right? Would you go see a farmer? I said, sure. I said, there's two things I respect, farmers and artists. We got to eat and we got to dance. You know what I mean? So I went to see the fucking farmer, and he showed me stuff. And I remember Werner was so mad he was kicking cow shit around the yard. And I said, that's what shit kicking boots are for, and I'm kicking cow turds around for too. And I said, listen, I don't know nothing about this shit, right? I said, you know, and I'm showing, show me a cow with a fucking hole in it. And he does, right? And I said, well, I'm just an asshole up from the States trying to save my family. You know what I mean? I got my name on the ballot because I'm here torturing all the bastards. You know what I mean? But I said, I'm in the debates. When you get to the debate, get the fucking mic, come up and ask me a question, and I'll answer, and then we'll embarrass the other bastards with it. You know what I mean? And we did just that. And who brought him to the fucking meeting? I didn't know her. My lady friends afterwards told me who the fuck she was. President of the fucking Liberal Party for the area. She just turned coat to conservative. You know what I mean? The conservative she ran against turned coat into liberal. It's all, they're all crooks. She's sitting there. Now, every dairy farmer in the county I'm from is a fucking millionaire. Every beef farmer is as poor as a church mouse. Werner's a beef farmer. She's a dairy farmer. You know what I mean? She had to give Werner a ride to there because Werner don't have a car, can't afford a car. You know what I mean? Meanwhile, her and her husband are off to fucking China because the liberals are flying over there because we should do business with China, for fuck's sake. You understand? The guy I sold my gas station to, who was the MLA for the county, Leroy Armstrong, had to fly first class to China because he's too fucking big. It's all a bunch of bullshit. What the fuck does a Chinaman care about the Maritimes? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But anyway, it's all just they're playing poor Werner, and this is directly related to Judy Wood because they're talking about directed energy weapons. And they will use Werner to embarrass your friend.
I can believe it.
I'm trying to tell you this.
But we've seen this in the last few weeks because we've had this other guy who I don't think we've spoken much about, is Alfred Weber. And he's brought in this guy who claims to be a lawyer called Andrew Basiago, and he's talking about life on Mars and time gates to Mars, and that's getting all mixed up with HARP and 9/11 and, you know, the directed energy weapon destruction. And Alfred Weber said that I'd written a libelous article about him and posted it on my website. And I don't know when it's libelous to actually put a link to an MP3 of actually recording of them saying something that I've written they've said. You know, that's not libel, that's posting what they actually said. You know, and he claims to be a lawyer, so he must know the difference between libel and actually writing down what someone actually said, which is what was in my article.
If you have a problem with the lawsuit, feel free to introduce me to the cocksucker, because I can scare every fucking lawyer on the planet. But anyway, I did hear something very interesting on one of the talk shows, because I know I've talked in the talk show and spoke the truth, so it follows others do too. And I heard a fellow talking on a talk show, and people were ignoring him, and I went, oh, right? But they're out of Europe. There was a fellow in England, and I think a fellow out of France, Information Underground or some fucking thing. One guy was researching Zionists, and everybody got a hate on for him, calls him a pedophile and everything, like they call me. So I like him right away. So anyway, but I'm listening to what he's saying, and I ain't got time to check, but I believe it, right? He was talking about how, and I don't pretend to understand all this shit, Andrew, but I understand what he's talking about, right? But apparently they auction off U.S. bonds and securities, you know, for the rest of the world to grab, you know, the U.S. is offering, right? And I heard somewhere that Bernanke or whatever was saying that they can't print any more money because they're only bringing in $3 for every $5 that you're spending, right? Anyway, the U.S. securities or whatever they do through the world trade and the thing in Switzerland that the Rothschild set up, International Bank of Settlements and all that shit, you know? Anyway, apparently they put up the country's bonds. Like, this is the American bond. This is the United States of America. We're offering our ass. Who's bid? You understand? And they got no bidders. People took them certain bonds for like a year or two, but they wouldn't take the three. They don't know whether to have another auction or not. And the guy was saying that's a very telling thing. The United States has lost total credibility in the financial scene, kind of like Greece. And they're saying, look out, there is a hard rain going to fall. And that's what I've been saying. What I say as a maritimer, these fucking banksters control the tide. Right? And they'll say everything's great and everybody invests their money, and then they'll pull their money out. Okay? And then they'll say things are bad, the tide goes out, and then they pick stuff off the beach for 10 cents on the dollar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they control the tide. And that bullshit about Goldman and Sachs in a civil suit, that's telling me something else. That's telling me that they're setting up for another economic slide by spooking people.
Yeah.
And nevertheless, what that guy was saying on the radio can easily be checked and verified, but I saw no need because I believe him. I understand. I ain't the fucking guy with the MBA. I just understand, right? And the one sure way to get them out of the depression is like fucking World War II. Start a war. And I don't know if you've been reading, but how many members of Congress and senators told Obama to start supporting Israel? But Obama's pretending not to when he really does. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, mm-hmm. you know. And the Tea Party guys, they're all fucking overtaken by Rush Limbaugh and the boys. It's just, it's getting, it's, it mm-hmm. don't look good, Andrew.
Well, I mean, it certainly hasn't been looking good for the last few years, and they could. I've said to people they can spring the trap any time they like, really, and trigger a war or a depression or both or whatever. It's all there, ready.
Yeah. Well, I saw that Planet X shit. What the fuck are they talking about there? That thing already came and went.
Oh, it's a complicated story, Planet X. I've been looking at it for 20 years, on and off. That's that whole idea.
I found it interesting as well, but and you know they go on about 2012 and everything's going to end anyway. And all
yeah. Well, I've been looking at that as well. That's more the type of stuff I've been looking at. You know, you probably more been.
One thing I did notice that they can is a provable factor, right? It's like I'm standing here and I'm looking at the birds come back a month early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. The Canada geese flying mm-hmm. north and the robins and everything. Like that's undeniable shit.
Mm-hmm.
I notice all the I notice all the bumblebees dying. You know,
that's happened. There's been a lot of bats have died as well, apparently. A lot of bats have died off. Well, mysteriously.
And,
I think.
Yeah, I mean, all your airlines are shut down, volcano, well, that shit happens. But,
This is just there's people asking questions now about that, serious questions.
It's spook. It's spook people. But,
It is.
Yeah, but, then there's other things like, that's verifiable, but that I can't prove because I ain't got the fucking tech. But they talk about the frequency of the Earth, and they talk about the timing of sunspots.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
I've heard some very credible people talk about global warming is just related to sunspots.
And it is. Yeah. That's been known for quite a long time. Yeah, I made a booklet about this, and the rest of the solar system is experiencing this warming effects.
Yes. But. Sunspots don't kill bumblebees.
Correct.
Don't bring.
Correct. There's something else going on.
Yeah, and don't bring the goose home a month early. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know nothing. I just smell shit.
You feel it more than know it.
But on a personal level, I showed simple human concern for my friend Werner Bach because I got a strange email. I think I sent it to you where I thought he'd lost all his cattle. I sent mm-hmm. a couple of links today where other farmers had lost their cattle in the past year. And mm-hmm. I was scared it was happening to my friend. And then
mm-hmm.
I was talking to some other friends today who had called him, and then he called them back and what he said to them about me and shit. And now I'm on the attack. You know what I mean?
So we're very,
And I'm here to tell you, it's fucking Zionists.
Yeah.
That LaRouche asshole. Right?
Yeah.
Those LaRouche assholes sent that fucking woman up from New York. She calls herself Jewish by injection because she was married to a rich Jew down there. And still married. Mm-hmm. And what woman hates her children like she does? That don't make sense. And I told you other things about her, about whiting out her signature. Did I tell you about that, or was I telling somebody else?
You did, you did tell me that, yeah.
Like, there was things, red flags went up the first day I met her. You understand?
I do.
I'm wary of strangers. Right? The guy I was talking to is the guy I've known since he was a fucking teenager. He had never left the town until I took him out of town. First time he ever went to a city at all is when yours truly took him. I know that guy. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he's been all around the world in the military. He did he did 30 days in the brig for chasing down the guy who became our top general, Hilliard. Going to beat him up. Lost his stripes over. Did 30 days in the brig. I'm so proud of Billy for that. And you know what that general is now? Chancellor of New University and a deputy director of one of the richest banks in the world. And if you doubt me, sir, go to the Billionaires meeting in Chantilly, Virginia, in June of 2008. And you'll see Alexander Keith, the head of NSA, went. John Adams, the head of CSE, went. And three bankers from the TD Bank, Frank McKenna, his boss. Look at the Canadians there. And the only country that did not suffer from the last economic collapse was Canada. And it was all planned long before it happened. In June of 2008, look who attended the Bilderbergers meeting from Canada, and you'll see two or three characters from the TD Bank. You hear my thing beeping again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the battery's dying. That's a fact, Jack. Just type in, go to fucking Alex Jones' website. Go Chantilly, Virginia, 2008, Bilderbergers. Look at the roster. Look who the Canadians are. And then type in TD Bank and see how much money they made last year. And please notice that Frank McKenna, type in Frank McKenna, he's my age, grown up down the road from me, right? Was ambassador to the United States of America. He's a good buddy of Henry Kissinger. Go to YouTube, type in Frank McKenna, and see how much he sings the praises of Henry Kissinger. And he's a member of the Carlyle Group. That boy's my age. He was raised just down the road from me. Right? He is a good buddy of Bill Clinton, a member of the Carlyle Group, ambassador to the States. He is one clever little bastard who hates me, and I'm glad he does. You understand? And if you start reading my documents, you can see how often I address him. Frankie Boy McKenna, I call him. Right?
But yeah.
Never underestimate how powerful the Maritimes is with the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the proof is in our bank, sir. Check our bank. Only profitable banks in the fucking world. Check it. Check the profits. The Royal Bank of Nova Scotia, CIBC, TD Bank, and you'll understand why I took on our bankers, 7 years ago? Our bankers, Canadian bankers. I did. You know what I mean? And nobody even understands what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? They go, Canada.
Yeah, this problem.
They go, Canada, what's that? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of shit hidden in Canada, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I got to go before it's gone.
Okay.
Have a good evening. Thanks for staying up for me.
That's okay.
Yeah. Robert Thompson, walking wounded. And why I mentioned that, Alex Hunter, he surprised me on Dr. Carly's show and said he was a member of the Coalition of Walking Wounded, a secret organization. As soon as I heard the words walking wounded, I thought of that MI6 or MI5 agent Thompson. Listen to Dr. Carly's show, and he talks about the Coalition of the Walking Wounded. That name didn't come out of fucking thin air.
Mm-hmm.
Walking Wounded. Google it. You'll see it. Robert Thompson. You'll see Dean Roger Ray say he used to work for him. Say he's a former MI6.
Do you know how to spell Thompson? Is it with a P without a P?
Thompsett, I think. Google it, and they'll correct it. Robert L. Thompson, Dean Roger Ray, and Walking Wounded. See what you can find. So just so you know, I'm not bullshitting you.
Lieutenant Colonel Robert Thompson.
Nope. Thompson.
What was spell that last one again?
Dean Roger Ray. Thompson. I'm going to lose the battery. Dean Roger Ray, Robert L. Thompson. Thompsett, I believe. But Google will fix it.
Thompsett, all right, okay. Yes, that wasn't what I was getting. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Walking Wounded, Dean Roger Ray, various combinations.
Okay.
I can teach you around the internet. You're savvy to it.
Yeah, no, that's all right. I'd missed Thompson. I was typing in Thompson, as in, you know, Thompson.
Okay. Type in Dean Roger Ray, 180 IQ.
Poetry of a Genius, 180 IQ, yeah.
Click on that.
Yeah.
I think you'll see the poem. You see the poem, Walking
Wounded? Mm.
And then you listen to the show from August with Dr. Carly and my friend Alex Hunter, and he says he's part of the Coalition of Walking Wounded. Type in Alex Hunter into the internet. Alex Hunter and Walking Wounded, Dr. Carly. And you'll find Sheldon.
Okay.
And now take Dean Roger Ray, Robert L. Thompson, Google it, and you'll see him explain that Thompson was a MI6 agent. You know what I mean? And I don't know where the truth lies, right? But there's a whole lot of bullshit going down, I know that. And a common denominator
is
Sheldon Day.
Okay?
And the reason I was contacting you was for your benefit and a lady who I think is ethical. Right?
Well, well, thanks. I mean, we've already had a few red flags with Sheldon. So,
yeah, well,
you know, thanks for the additional pointers.
Yeah, well, be careful he doesn't embarrass you.
Becoming useful.
But I'm giving you a heads up because I'm going to try to sink the fucker. Live by the sword, die by the sword, and I'll use his own words against
him. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know how I'll do it yet. I'm still scheming. I'm pissed right now, that's all. Anyway, there's your heads up. Go to bed.
Yeah, okay then, David. Well, good night yourself.
Yeah, I've got to go back and charge up the battery. And I got about four YouTubes I want to upload. I got talking too long on
Okay.
We'll see you later.
Okay.